From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, August 2nd. Coming up, we'll meet several contact tracers who have been on the job talking to Illinoisans with COVID-19 for nearly a year. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin hopes to use the budget reconciliation process to pass a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. The Illinois Democrat said at a Friday news conference that he hopes the Senate parliamentarian will allow the issue to be included in the bill.
I think we can get this in reconciliation. The Republicans did in 2005. They included immigration. So we have a precedent to rely on.
Changes to immigration policy only appeared in the Senate's budget reconciliation bill in 2005 and did not make it to the final bill passed by Congress. Durbin wants reconciliation to include a version of the DREAM Act, which would help immigrants who were brought to the U.S. without documentation as children. He says there should also be a path to citizenship for immigrant farm workers, essential employees, and those who have been granted temporary protected status. The number of coronavirus cases is rising once again in much of central and southern Illinois. Local health officials say most cases are occurring among unvaccinated people, following a national trend. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
Oase Fade with Champaign-Urbana Public Health says that the few breakthrough infections that have occurred among vaccinated people in Champaign County have not been serious.
Those have been very mild or asymptomatic, not requiring hospitalization at all.
That's a sign the vaccine is working. Vade says the number of new cases and hospitalizations in the county have about doubled over the past couple weeks. And what's concerning is that a lot of the clusters or outbreaks are happening in long-term care facilities and nursing homes. Local health officials are urging anyone who lives or works with elderly people or children under 12 who can't get the vaccine to help protect those vulnerable populations by getting the vaccine. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
We may learn more today about the killing of a 14-year-old Champaign boy found in a ditch in Urbana. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office says an autopsy will be performed on Stephen Butler III later today. Bicyclists discovered Butler lying in a ditch in Urbana on Friday morning, hours after his family reported him missing. Lieutenant Kurt Apperson is with the Champaign County Sheriff's Office. He says 55-year-old Daryl Van Dyke of Champaign was arrested in connection with the killing based on evidence police collected in his home.
After locating the evidence of a possible crime scene, the residence or the property was secure. A search warrant was obtained for the property.
Police have not released what evidence was found or a motive for the killing. Daryl Van Dyke is in the Champaign County Jail, held on $2 million bond. He faces arraignment this afternoon. As of today, the city of Champaign joins Urbana in requiring all visitors and employees inside city facilities to wear a mask or face covering. That includes people who are vaccinated. The change follows the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendation that people wear masks indoors. Just last week, public health officials reported the highly transmissible Delta variant of COVID-19 in Champaign County. The same policy is in effect in all state of Illinois facilities and on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. Still to come, many contact tracers have been on the job for nearly a year during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll meet a few of them. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In 2020, the Illinois Department of Public Health awarded $300 million in grants to local health departments for contact tracing. In Rockford, Peter Medlin talked with several tracers who have been on the job talking to sick Illinoisans for nearly a full year.
Julie Hovland has talked to more people infected with COVID-19 than just about anyone. She's been a contact tracer for the Winnebago County Health Department for the past 11 months. A former substitute teacher forced indoors by early lockdowns, she was glued to her TV watching daily COVID briefings from the governor and public health director. And when they announced Illinois would be hiring thousands of contact tracers to help slow the spread, she leapt at the chance. She says in November, when the pandemic was at its peak in Illinois and over 10,000 new daily cases rolled in, it was a bit overwhelming.
when volumes were really, really high, we weren't able to call everybody or have them answer as well, make contact right. with people.
Tracers sometimes worked 60 to 70 hours a week, fielding incoming calls while also trying to make contact to interview people and hopefully contain the spread of the virus.
In the very beginning, we often told people their test results because they didn't get them yet, because now it's more efficient of getting your results.
Those can be hard calls when people try in real time over the phone to unpack the implications of illness and how it affects them and their families. That's when contact tracers like Julie jump in with information both about the virus and the resources at their disposal if they need help. Their services include anything from income assistance and grocery delivery to, now, vaccine information. They also ask contacts to participate in text or email monitoring to keep up with their symptoms. Charity Bolden is another Winnebago County tracer who's been at it since last fall.
People need letters for their employers stating that they need to be out of work for a certain amount of time, so we help with that.
Both contact tracers say they can count on one hand the number of people who were openly hostile and didn't want to engage with them at all. And even though we're over a year into COVID-19, Bolden says many people they talk to don't know about the support programs they can offer.
You know, a lot of people I speak with don't know some of the information, especially in the Spanish-speaking communities, just because the resources might not be available to them written or spoken.
Sometimes there's still a lot of fear when they talk to people, and she says they're often the only phone call people get when they're sick.
There's been a couple calls that I've made where the person actually was really, really anxious and just needed someone to, like, talk to them. I mean, I think that sometimes we forget that this has been a very isolating thing for people, and it's affected people's mental health as well.
It's been a weight on the tracers' mental health, too, but Bolden says getting to educate and share information that could save not only their clients' lives, but the lives of the people around them is enough to keep her going.
I make a phone call to one person that could connect me to potentially, depending on the situation, 20 more people who have families. It just kind of all kind of webs out.
Winnebago County's volume of calls is still far below last fall, but cases are creeping back up as, because of the new Delta variant, they rise statewide. The variant makes tracing more challenging, too, since it's more contagious and the time from exposure to infection is faster. Healthline says vaccines have also changed the most common ages of people they contact.
There's fewer people over 65 that we're interviewing.
Bolden agrees and says she's had many more young people in their 20s and 30s lately. And she says they're not usually scared and just want to know what they need to do. And whereas in the past, they'd talk to a lot of people who are asymptomatic and got tested as a precaution, Hovland says the people they talk to these days have usually known or strongly suspected they had the virus for some time. The pandemic isn't over, and neither is their mission, though conditions may have changed. Some Winnebago County tracers even work in person in an office now. But as the number of cases continue to go up, and with schools returning next month, it looks like they won't be out of a job anytime soon. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny and mild today with a high of 77 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Christine Herman, Reginald Hardwick, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.